We're going to go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. I hope you will join me there in your Bible. And we're going to consider the Pharisee and the tax collector, a parable of Jesus. This is one of my favorite parables because it doesn't apply directly to me. You know what I mean, don't you? It's one of those parables that are for other people, like you. They laughed in the first service when I did that. Just giving you a hard time. Okay. Seriously, I run smack into this passage on a regular basis, kind of face first. I do it all too often, and maybe you do too. But Jesus tells this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, and his purpose in telling this parable is to challenge our attitudes, especially our attitudes in prayer. Billy Graham said, it's not the body's posture, but the heart's attitude that counts most when we pray. Now, we're going to find two characters who are in stark contrast, one to another, in this parable. We'll read about the self-righteous Pharisee, and then we'll read about the humble tax collector. Jesus makes use of irony here in that the good guy is the wrong guy, and the bad guy is the right guy. He flip-flops it here. And you'll see that as we read through it. And most of, if all of Jesus' listeners would assume that the Pharisee was the good guy. After all, the Pharisees strictly observed the laws of God and spent much time in and around the temple so they could be seen by others. And they put on a grand show as they walked and up and down the corridors of the temple, and people noticed them. Jesus, however, flips the assumptions of the crowd, of the listeners, as he's telling this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Well, what we know from the Bible is that the Pharisees were doing the right things. They were doing the good things. They were doing the religious things, but often for the wrong reasons. On the other hand, the tax collector, if he was like many of his day, skimmed from the top of the funds that he collected. He shirked his temple duties to avoid running into people around the temple that he had fleeced during the week. He supported an occupying government that was in his city oppressing fellow citizens. Tax collectors were not well thought of by the Jews. Mothers, cover the ears of your children, for in this parable, the tax collector is good, and the Pharisee is bad. Such a radical notion surely captured the attention of Jesus' listeners. They leaned in to hear what he had to say. They moved up to the edge of their seats, just like you, so you could take in everything that was being said. Are you with me?
Yes.
There you are, okay. So as Jesus is telling this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, I want you to see he's not comparing their deeds. Rather, he's comparing their attitudes. One came to the temple to pray while filled with pride. The other came to pray full of humility. Follow along now in your Bibles as I read from Luke chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus then says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Would you look at the screen for just a moment?
Joel Carpenter is a new Christian, so to help him pray, we've hired that super pastor guy you see on TV.
God, please help my marriage. We're just really struggling right now.
Oh, Heavenly Father, He who has created all things, makes the sun and moon rise at His command. I beseech You, take this woman that You've given to me as a helpmate and bring her to her senses that we might abide together forever in a purpose-driven marriage.
God, I'm really frustrated at work. Help me find a new job.
I ask You now, in this area of employment, Thee who gives me the sustenance in an employer fashion, please guide me to something, if it be Your will, that would bring You glory.
My kids are driving me crazy, and I don't know what to do. You just help me out.
You have blessed me also with many young saplings, and I ask at this day that You would help me and my helpmate to raise them in the way of Your word.
Amen, God.
And now I end this time with You, Lord, bowing before You, giving You all that You deserve in sacrifice and in sacrament. Let it be known that the Alpha Omega is pleased.
Amen. There you go. And a woman. Yeah. Jesus said that both the Pharisee and the tax collector went to the temple to pray. But when you examine their actions and their attitudes, you discover they went for entirely different reasons. Some people go to church to see and to be seen. Such was the Pharisee. The Pharisee was at the temple for other people to see just how good he really was. To him, it was a public performance, and his behavior at the temple was just part of the script. He had given much thought about what he would wear, where he would stand, what he would say, because there was an audience. And when he arrived, he walked up to the front of the room. He stood before all the people so that he could be seen. And I imagine the flowing robe that he was wearing with the prayer shawl. I see scripture on tiny pieces of paper woven into the bangs of, into his beard. And he prayed in a loud voice so that he could be heard. It was just all part of the religious show for him. The words he prayed were not really directed toward God. He prayed to himself. He was there to be seen and to be heard by others. Jesus had warned us about people like this in Matthew chapter 5, or chapter 6, verse 5, when he said, "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men." The Pharisee showed up to be seen and to be heard. Then you got the tax collector, on the other hand, who showed up because he had a need and he believed that God could really help him. His body language revealed a sense of unworthiness. His shame caused him to retreat to the back of the room. His thoughts were not on people, his thoughts were on God. His eyes cast downward as one shouldering a great weight. I figure only a few people even noticed the tax collector that day. He arrived late, and he slipped out before the final song. And while the rest were watching the Pharisee, Jesus was watching the tax collector. Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector was spoken by our Lord to prompt each of us to do some self-evaluation. Am I more like the Pharisee, or am I more like the tax collector? Am I proud in my Christian behavior, or am I humble? Someone has said we should be less concerned with the applause of man and more concerned with the applause of the nail-scarred hands. In the parable, Jesus showed two totally different attitudes people can display in worship. The Pharisee presented an attitude that said, "I am proud of my goodness." In some instances, pride is just fine. It's okay to be proud of something. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud of my team. And that's not the kind of pride that we're finding here. The Bible warns against a dangerous kind of pride characterized by self-love. by egotism, by arrogance, and self-promotion. This kind of pride can be heard in the prayer of the Pharisee. He wanted others to know about his goodness, so he bragged that he fasted, he tithed, and he kept all the commandments. Have you heard it said, pride is the only sickness everyone can recognize, except the person who has it? Do you know any Pharisees? Some of you are going, don't do that. Don't do that while I'm speaking, please. I can't help but look at them. That's all. Judgmental of others, an attitude of spiritual superiority, self-promoting. Back in the 90s, comedian Jeff Foxworthy introduced us to signs identifying rednecks. Some of you are old enough to remember that, aren't you? I take it, I have to stop and consider now, who am I speaking with? The 90s doesn't seem that long ago to me. But it's getting farther and farther back at time, isn't it? So in the style of Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a Pharisee. You ready? If you walk into church on Sunday and thank God that you don't have to wear generic brands like some people, then you might be a Pharisee. If you gossip about someone else's sin and don't realize that you're doing something wrong, then you might be a Pharisee. If you promote your dish at the church potluck while ignoring what others have brought, well, then you might be a Pharisee. If you have color-coded all the laws in your Bible and patted yourself on the back for the A+, and then failed to recognize visitors as they come into worship, you might be a Pharisee. If you've donated 10% of the loose change in your couch to the church, but have failed to greet others, you might be a Pharisee. If you look around the room during the sermon to figure out who really needs to hear what the pastor's saying, you might be a Pharisee. And finally, if you're insulted by the notion that you might be a Pharisee, then you just might be a Pharisee. Well, the Pharisees. You know, churches are filled with us. I mean them. I think it'd be a great idea if we could start a recovery group for recovering Pharisees. And wouldn't that be wonderful? The Pharisee wasn't the only person, however, in Jesus' parable. There was another attitude expressed at church. The tax collector displayed an attitude that said, I desperately need God's mercy. He couldn't even lift up his head. He was so burdened. He pounded his fist against his chest. He uttered 7 simple words with a voice broken with emotion. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, you don't have to pray a long, eloquent prayer full of religious words to get God's attention. If you pray a simple prayer that comes from your heart, God hears and he answers those kinds of prayers. In fact, Jesus told us, or actually holds up the tax collector as the model for how we should pray. Pray like the tax collector. A tax collector demonstrated profound humility. He stood far off from the front of the room. He bowed his head. The tax collector also demonstrated an honest self-awareness. He clearly admitted his faults. He didn't compare himself to others. The tax collector showed sorrow over his sin. He beat his chest as a sign of his grief over the mistakes that he'd made. Tax collector pleaded for God's mercy. He prayed, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Christian humility is not thinking I'm worthless. Rather, it's thinking I'm completely dependent upon God's grace. So we have a Pharisee filled with pride, a tax collector humbly pleading before God. Now hear Jesus' summation in verse 14. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. How many of you caught it that I skipped over the first part of verse 14? Jesus has something else to say about the two men. I led you right past it. The first part of verse 14 says, I tell you, this man, a tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other, the Pharisee. In the parable, Jesus said only one of the two men went home justified. Justified is one of those great Bible words that means right with God. The only way you and I can be right with God is to acknowledge our tendency to be just like the Pharisee and to receive his mercy and his forgiveness. How will you go home today? How will you go home today? According to Jesus' parable, you'll go home basically in one of two conditions. You'll go home unchanged, religious, and proud of it. The Pharisee was so committed to his religious observance that he could be proud of his performance, so he went home unchanged. Thousands of people attend church Sunday after Sunday, and they go home unchanged from having been in the presence of God. To them, religious observance is something they do so they can be proud of their conduct. The only person that God sends away empty is the person who is already filled with himself. I hope you go home today in the same condition as the tax collector. Unburdened, right with God, and thankful for it. Jesus said the tax collector, not the religious Pharisee, went home justified. Only the tax collector went home right with God. He entered church so burdened down by his sin, he couldn't even lift up his head. And when he cried out for mercy, he experienced liberation and forgiveness. He hadn't done anything to deserve forgiveness. All he could do was thank God that he received it. Jesus said that this man, not the religious man, went home justified. Who is the person in your life? Who is the person in your life that makes you say, thank God I'm not like them? The moment we use our morality or our theology or our lifestyle to look down on someone else, we've stepped out of the tax collector's shoes and right into the Pharisee's robes. The humility of the tax collector is the goal. It's the tax collector Jesus holds up as our model for how we should pray. How will you go home today? Will you go home like the Pharisee, proud yet unchanged? Or will you go home like the tax collector, humble, forgiven, and justified? How will you go home today if you detected just a little Pharisee in yourself? Will you ask God for forgiveness? That's the only way you'll go home justified. If you identify with the tax collector by feeling unworthy or self-conscious when you come into worship, we accept God's love, confess your need for him, thank you that he cares for you and watches out after you. That's the only way you can go home justified. How will you go home today? Let us pray.